I'm presenting today is really comes from work that I've been doing the last 5 years at Indiana University. It was primarily focused on a Master's of Science in Nursing curriculum, and it was one of the core courses that all the students had to take. I'm going to give you just a little bit of background about the political activity astuteness tool, the course, and some of the impact it had in the students' political activity. So this, as I said, was a required course, and it gave students background about introducing them to policy development, looking at forces that impact their practice, whether that be from the government or from economic considerations. And we really wanted them to look at how could they develop strategies that, using the political process, that would improve in their particular practice area. So some of the competences that we wanted them to come away with is both ideas of how to influence change, how to look at how the governmental process works, how to impact regulations, comparing and contrasting the roles that they could take on throughout the process, and to be able to do this to influence the health policies that impacted their practice. And there was a variety of then activities that they did as part of the process. So just a little bit about Unit 1. I started out with a political astuteness self-assessment, and this was from Clark in the book Political Astuteness Inventory from Community Health Nursing, Healthcare for Today and Tomorrow. And it's just a 40-item tool that helped them get a pre-assessment of how active and what did they know about policy before they started a course. And then I had them identify a particular issue that was of interest for their practice. Again, since it was all of the different 20-some majors that could be represented, there was a wide range of populations and topics that they wanted to then follow. So it allowed them to tailor the rest of the course to look at an issue that they were interested in. Just briefly, the questions for the assessments are yes or no, and here's a couple of sample questions. I have provided testimony at a public health hearing on an issue related to health. So you might think as we go through these, is this yes or no for you too? I know of at least two health-related issues that are currently under discussion at the state or national level. I know where the local headquarters of my political party are located. I have written a letter to the editor or other piece for the lay press speaking out on a health-related issue. So it just scores it as yes or no, and we'll look at some more of the questions in a little bit. The second activity that they did was read a book by Feldman and Lewinson, Nurses in the Political Arena, and they really loved this book. It's a quick read. It's not a long book. Basically, the authors interviewed 40-some nurses in a variety of political positions, whether it was at the state or local or national level. And it really was their story of how did they get involved in politics and health policy. So questions that they looked at from this activity was, who are nurse policymakers? What kind of issues did they get involved with? Because basically it was something within their practice or something personal that then propelled them to decide they needed to take action and become politically involved. And it concludes with, what are the lessons that they learned that they wanted to pass on to other nurses to be involved in the political process? And I think of all the things we did, this was the favorite activity of all the students. The next unit looks at then growing from your issue, look at specific legislation that is impacting your issue. So for instance, if their issue was, they were a pediatric person, their issue was immunizations, they would look at state law that had recently impacted the immunization process. And then they would write a letter to the legislature. Again, depending upon what level the law was, state, local, or national, and talk with them about what did they learn about that particular bill, and then asking them for either their support or opposition to the bill, depending upon which perspective they wanted them to take. Now, I didn't require them to actually mail these letters because a lot of writing letters is in timing. And so sometimes it wasn't the right time. Sometimes they looked at issues like from the state in the previous year, so they no longer were on the table. So I didn't make it a requirement that they actually mailed them, although often it was a current legislation, and then we would work together sort of outside of the assignment to make it ready to go ahead and send. And a fair number did put in that extra effort and did send them. And then in Unit 4, they put all of these activities together. I'm sorry, Unit 4, another activity, they have some choices. They can interview a nurse leader or a lobbyist or a community activist. They could also attend a health policy meeting, whether that's at their organization where they work. Some of them went to the State Board of Nursing. Some of them went down to the State House sat in on a committee or other type of hearing. Or they could look at professional organizations in the community, or again, other nursing organizations or other national organizations, and identify what is the health policy platform of those particular organizations and who do they work with to move that platform forward. And then the last unit was where they put everything together and they took their issue and they synthesized it and they identified then what was the background and some of the facts, who were the stakeholders for and against their particular issue, what were some of the objectives they wanted to achieve with their policy, what were some alternatives that they could had been either developed or that they thought need to be considered, and then select the specific piece of the policy that should be moved forward, make recommendations. If they did this final activity as a group, then I added an extra activity that they also had to look at what coalitions would they need to get involved, how would they get the grassroots to back their particular issue, and what type of strategies would they need to do to engage the media in moving forward their particular issue. So they had to do a little bit more work if they were working in a group. So to go back then, once they had completed all this, they had to do this post-assessment of their political astuteness. And here's some more of the questions. And these were typically the ones that they did say yes to even from the beginning. I am registered to vote. I know where my voting precinct is located. I voted the last general election. I voted in the last two elections, and so forth. A few more questions. I stay abreast of current issues. I belong to the State Professional Association. I know whom to contact for information about health-related policy issues at the state or federal level. And as I looked in the last group of students sort of to see what were the changes between the pre and the post assessment, I had 46 students in the group. The pre-test lowest score was 2, which is 5% saying yes. The highest score in that group, the pre-test, was 30, which is actually pretty high. Again, it's only a 40-item test. The mean was 10.4. The post-test, everybody was able to say yes to more of the items. The lowest score was 14. The highest score moved up to 32. So the lower scores had a larger improvement than the higher scores, which is not surprising. Is the changes in scores. After they identified what their score was, then you can rate yourself, with 0 to 9 being you're politically unaware, 10 to 19 you're slightly aware, 20 to 29 you have some beginning political awareness, and 30 to 40 you are politically astute and an asset to your profession. And as I said, every student did increase their pre to post-test score. The largest change was significant. And this just shows the change of scores. With the pre-test, you can see quite a few having 0 to 9, and nobody had 0 to 9 in the post-test time frame. And the largest group on the post-test was in the 20 to 29. So we really moved people forward in being more aware, more politically astute. They had to write a reflective piece on the experience. And some of the comments in the reflection at the end, at looking at their pre and post change and the other activities that they did in the course, you know, why didn't they teach us this earlier? And I always would write back, we did, but you weren't ready to hear it then. I know it's a part of the most undergraduate programs. But now it has impact on how you're going to practice, so now you're listening and interested in it. Every student should have this course. I always got this comment, I've never voted before this class. Not only did I register to vote in this last group, my husband and my mother did also. So that always was the one that really spoke to me in particular. And then I always got a few, I dreaded taking this class. I didn't think it had any application to what I was doing. I didn't understand why I had to have this class. But now I'm glad I've learned what I did, and I know how to write my legislature, and I have. So I really feel the reflections also help show how they grew in their political astuteness. And there I have just a couple other assessment tools and some additional references. And I do have a few copies with me if anyone would like them afterwards. And we're going to take questions at the end. Thank you.